the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You'll do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes away. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Listen, tell me, what
Thanksgiving Day to you today. And this is so awesome, Minister Hill. We get to celebrate it with Holy Communion.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And I was sitting here thinking, I looked at my calendar. I say, I wonder if Christmas is going to fall on a Thursday. And it doesn't. It falls on a Wednesday. But I still encourage everybody to start it out, because it is great that Thanksgiving Day starts out with communion. So we can do the same thing for Christmas, because it's all about Jesus. All about Jesus.
What I'd like to do this morning, I'd like to join you, if it's all right with you, in this Holy Communion.
That's just wonderful.
All right,
so and I'm really feeling Arlene this morning. She's so excited. I've been reading her comments. The blood is blood.
Yeah, that blood is powerful. You know, without it, we wouldn't be saved today.
That's right. And because of it, you know, there are so many that are yet coming to Jesus, because that blood flowed to the earth and is still crying out from earth to his Father's ears for the lost. He crying out. The blood speaks.
You know what? It does. And that's what I'm going to wait till you, when you get ready, because you don't have to take Daisy to the bus today, right?
That's right.
So we can go a little bit longer today, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I want you to take it all the way up to 1 Corinthians, and then let me take it, and then I'll turn it back over to you, okay?
And you want me to read the scriptures that I read for communion?
I want you to do everything you do but the act. Before you get to the act, I want to take it over. And after I take it over, then you can go through with the act of communion. Are you with me?
Now, we take it in the midst of my reading.
Well, don't.
So how you want? Just read it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Read it first.
Fine.
And then we're going to take it after I finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm ready.
So okay.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I come before you with a grateful heart. Heart filled with thanksgiving and praise on this Thanksgiving Day.
Yes,
with
God.
Praise in the Lord, our Lord and our King, for all that he has done. And it's wonderful we start out this day remembering the work that Jesus did on the cross. For he gave his very life that we might have an abundant life. And in all things, we give thanks. And I pray that everyone listening this morning can press on through the circumstances and enter into ease. Let that peace just take precedence over all, whatever's going on, in the name of Jesus, as we partake this morning. So he is holy, he is righteous, and we are blessed.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Amen. Brother, I want you to write something in that chat room. I want you to write two words, prophetic act. Prophetic act. I need about at least one person for each day. So I need at least seven people. Write that word in the chat room, prophetic act. Can't see it, so let me go over here for a minute. Prophetic act. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now put this in the chat room. Holy Communion is a prophetic act. Holy Communion is a prophetic act. I need the same people that wrote prophetic act to write Holy Communion is a prophetic act. Holy Communion is a prophetic act. Okay. So we're gonna look at, we're gonna take our Holy Communion this morning as a prophetic act. Scripture says that each time we take communion, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. When we partake or take the body and blood of Christ, we are supposed to be reminding ourselves who we are and what he did for us. Whose we are. Can you put that in the chat room? Those same people. Whose we are and what he did for us. We're supposed to remind ourselves of this every time we take Holy Communion. And if you do it this way, each occasion of partaking of the Lord's blood and body is an opportunity for us to proclaim and confess again together with this prophetic act. We can lay hold of all the benefits of Jesus Christ's full redemption for our life. Forgiveness, wholeness, strength, health, and sufficiency. Did you hear what I said? Each time you take Holy Communion, you should be taking it as a prophetic act of worship. You should be partaking of this Holy Communion as a prophetic act and a prophetic time to lay hold of, grab hold of, and possess all the benefits of our Lord and Savior's full redemption for your life. Lay hold of the benefits of his full redemption for your wholeness, for your sufficiency, because your sufficiency is of him. So as you partake of Holy Communion, you got to take it as a prophetic act. You see, here's the definition. A prophetic act is a Holy Spirit-inspired physical action that disrupts the atmosphere. Did you hear me? A prophetic act is a Holy Spirit-inspired physical action that spiritually disrupts the atmosphere, enabling you to apply it to any situation that is weighing on your heart. You see, in completing this prophetic act of Holy Communion, we are releasing something into the atmosphere that helps us receive the answer to our prayers and increasing our ability to break through. In the Exodus, God had the Israelites kill a lamb and apply the blood over their doors, signaling to a spirit of God called the devourer to pass by, to pass over without harming that family inside. Moses instructed the Israelites, you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood, which is in the basin, and what? Apply the blood, not plead the blood, apply the blood that's in the basin to the lintels and the two doorposts, and no one of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. That's Exodus 12 and 22. The physical lamb's blood, post this, all 7-8 of you. The physical lamb's blood didn't save them. The will of God saved them. Amen? So each of the families that participated in this prophetic act were in fact revealing a heart submitted to God, and the lamb's blood was the prophetic act that each family did in order to align themselves with God's will and alert the spirit realm as to whom they belong. Are you with me this morning? When Jesus led the disciples through communion during their Passover meal together, Jesus was creating and modeling a prophetic act that believers could continue implementing even until this day. Jesus was giving us a way to align ourselves with the will of God on earth as it is in heaven, and bring down from heaven God's reality to this earth. Are you with me this morning? Brothers and sisters, this morning, as we participate in this Holy Communion with our minister here, I want you to see it differently. I want you to see it as a prophetic act, and I want you to align this act with the will of God and your heart's desire being fulfilled through the will of God. Are you hearing me? Yay! Yay! Take it over, Minister Hill.
All right. I'm going to take it back from the top, so everybody get ready. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take your bread in hand and bless the name of Jesus. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Yes,
this
God.
Do in remembrance of me.
Yes, God.
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, bless his name. Bless his name. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Amen. And I want to say one thing before I leave, before I hang up. When I began with communion on the TED line, I began with my own words. When I take communion at home, I use my words. I go to God from my own heart, still within His word, speaking His word all the way through. But I come from my heart. And that's how I began it on the TED line. But then I thought better, since this is corporately, I thought I'd better just stick with His word. But you can go to God just from your own heart, speaking His words, telling Him just who He is to you and what He's done for you and in you. And I love to do it that way. Come from my heart to His. Amen.
As a prophetic act of worship, praise God.
Amen.
We love you, God. We love you this morning. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you.
Thank I you. Know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give Him some praise. Come on and give Him some praise. I know it was the blood.
the blood. I dare somebody to get happy in here. Yeah. Yes, it was the blood. Come on, come on, give him some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those sanctified hands together and say, I know it was the blood. I know
it was the blood. Save me.
I know
it was the blood, yeah.
To God for from the past. I want to know something you're thankful to God for from right now, the present. And I want to know something you're thankful for God for that you know God's going to do for you in the future. Past, present, future, Thanksgiving. Past, present, future, Thanksgiving. Can you call me up on the Blog Talk Radio? I want to hear past, present, future, Thanksgiving. The numbers on here posted by Jessica. Past, present, future, Thanksgiving. 1-319-527-6068. I want as many of you as you can until we go off talking about past, present, and future Thanksgiving. We want to thank the Lord for what he's done. We want to thank the Lord for what he's doing right now. And you want to thank the Lord for what you know, that you know that you know that he's going to do in your future. Past, present, future Thanksgiving. Amen. I'm going to start as soon as I play this song one more time. Falling in Love.
Yes, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love. Fall in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning. I'm thankful to God for in the past that all of the wicked that hurt me and intended me harm couldn't do more than what they did. I'm thankful for the present of where I am and my job, and for the future of all of the gifts of God that I'm going to be able to spread to others, and they can experience His joy, His love, and His salvation for themselves. Thank you.
Praise God. And just as a final thought here, my song, Falling in Love with Jesus, what does that mean to you?
Falling in love with Jesus means falling in love with Him again.
Amen.
And yes.
Thank you. Next person.
Yes, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love. Falling in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah.
Working me with true people of God, and it's like an artichoke. I meet them, then I meet some more, and I meet some more, and they're all on the same page. And I thank God that in the future, my grandson is saved, and all my children are filled with the Spirit, and me as well. And loving God means so much to me, because I used to worry about who loved me, and I will go out of my way to get love, but I know Jesus loves me, and that's a peace in itself, and I know He hears me. Amen.
Yes, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, you're falling in love with the right person, the right someone, hallelujah. Protect.
6303. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Hey, past Thanksgiving, present Thanksgiving,
yes,
and future Thanksgiving.
Future Thanksgiving. In the past, I was under the influence of all demonic spirits. The present. He has released me from this bondage of the demons. He has healed me from all the illnesses that I had that was not from God. The future, I'll continue to walk with him for the rest of my life. I'll declare his name. And in essence, the future, I want a better relationship with my friends and family. And they can see the real identity in me, not the ones that were with the demonic spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And God is going to continue to bring good people, blessed people, and Christian, true Christian, in my life. And I'm going to walk and declare his name. I'm going to walk and declare his holy name. Because without him, I don't know where I would have been today.
Falling in love with
Thank
Jesus,
you.
What? Tell me how that song affects you.
Falling in love with Jesus is like accepting him in spirit and in truth. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to tell him that I love him. I love him. I love him. And I want to spread his word out. Oh, hallelujah. I want to spread his word out there. And let people know that there's a true and living God. There's a true. If he could have brought me this far, imagine what he will do for you guys in the future. God is good. God is merciful. God is understanding. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes, yes.
Yes, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You're falling in love with the right person, the right someone. Hallelujah. It's the best thing you have ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. There's no place I'd rather be. Falling
in love
with Jesus. It's the best thing I ever.
8262. Past Thanksgiving, present Thanksgiving, and future Thanksgiving. 8262, the mic is open.
Good morning, Ted Lang. Good morning, Dr. Erica. I'm very, very grateful and thankful with the Lord for every pain, every wound, and the journey that he's taking me in the past. because he's teaching me to overcome through his blood and through his mercy and grace, and took me to the cross and teach me how to die to self. Present, his mercy are new every morning, and that's where I'm sitting under, and I'm very grateful for that. And for the future, I'm grateful that, again, his mercies are new every morning, and he will sustain me through his unfailing love, and he will grant me with mercy and grace through whatever comes in my path. I know he's faithful, and I know even if I make a mistake, his grace and his blood is there to sustain me, to make me breathe again, and to make me just love him and reveal to me more and more his unfailing love. And I'm going to give everybody my favorite psalm, which is Psalm 104. Enter to his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Hallelujah.
Can we have that in Spanish?
Yeah. Oh my God, let me remember. Holy Spirit, help me remember.
Okay. Estoy agradecida con Dios por cada dolor, cada herida de mi corazón que me ha tocado para poder sobrevenir y sobrellevar todo el pasado de dolor que el Señor no quiso que viviera, pero permitió que viviera a través de su sangre preciosa. Él me trajo a la cruz y me enseñó a morir a mí misma. En el presente, sus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana. Y sobre esto me siento y espero y reposo con agradecimiento en mi corazón. Por el futuro, sé que Él me asegura bajo su sombra, bajo sus alas, porque sus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana. Y a través de ese amor tan inmensurable, Él me sostiene. Les voy a decir mi salmo favorito, que es el Salmo 104, que dice que entremos a sus cortes con agradecimiento y con alabanza, que alabémoslo a Él y bendigamos su santo nombre. En el nombre de Jesús, amén.
Amén, amén. thank you. I'm always taking you to the limit.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, bye.
Hey, yes, just stay right there 1 minute. 5705. I'm going to open your mic up, and I want you to sign and pray a Thanksgiving blessing in Russian, in the Russian language. Can you hear me? 5705. Did you hear my request? Your mic is open.
Yes.
Can you pray a Thanksgiving blessing in Russian?
Amen. Боже Господь, мы благодарим Тебя за Твою откровенную любовь для нас, Господь. Мы благодарим, что Ты любишь нас так сильно, как мы даже себе не можем представить, Господь. И мы благодарим Тебя, Боже, что Ты открываешь двери в нашей жизни, которые мы даже не себе не представим. И, Боже, что Ты делаешь все правильно, все в свое именно время. И, Боже, мы просим, чтобы Ты отодвинул камни с нашего сердца, которые окаменеют его, Боже, чтобы Ты облегчил нашу душу, чтобы Ты сделал нашу душу свободную, чтобы она поклонялась Тебе, Господь, каждую секунду, каждую минуту нашей жизни, Боже. И мы благодарим Тебя за Твою кровь, которая пролилась ради нас, Господь. Мы благодарим Тебя, что мы можем здесь вместе благословить имя Твое, и что нас за это сейчас не убивают, Боже. И мы благодарим Тебя за
силу, за силу и за праведность Твою, Боже, во имя Иисуса Христа. Аминь.
Аминь. Now, 8262, I want you to pray a salvation blessing for the future and for the children that are trapped in the world through homelessness and the sex trade. And then I want you, I want you, 5705, to pick up where she ends and pray for freedom and restoration and healing for all the children that are abused and caught up in this world through no fault of their own. Are you both with me? Are you with me? Are you both with me?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes.
Okay, you start praying.
Okay. You want me to pray for salvation for the children for the future? And what is this, Dr. Erda? Sorry.
And for freedom for the children and young people and the people caught up in the world trade, especially with children.
Do you want us to pray in English?
No, I don't. I want you to pray in the same language I just asked you to pray in.
Okay. Aleluya, aleluya. Señor, te alabamos en esta mañana, te damos gloria y honra, porque tú eres bueno, porque tus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana. En esta mañana, Señor, vengo delante de ti, presentándote a cada niño, a cada joven, a cada familia representada en ellos. Hablo, Señor, y te pido que tu sangre, que tiene poder, sea sobre cada uno de ellos, haciéndolos invisibles ante toda acechanza del enemigo. En esta hora, esa sangre derramada en la cruz, ahora mismo, Señor, yo le recuerdo al enemigo que cada uno de ellos está cubierto, comprado, lavado, santificado, restaurado por esa sangre preciosa. Y digo restaurado en fe, restaurado, porque tú los compraste. Yo te pido, Espíritu Santo de Dios, que abras las ventanas de los cielos, que envíes tu palabra, que toques el hombre interior de cada uno de estos niños en todas partes del mundo, en cada continente, en cada ciudad, en cada barrio, en cada casa, en cada colegio, en cada hogar que está quebrantado, lacerado por violencia, por abuso físico, sexual, emocional, espiritual. En esta hora, Señor, yo gimo que tú toques sus corazones, Señor, que les des esperanza, que los sane, Señor, que ellos puedan clamar a ti, que le des un grito de desesperación, que ellos puedan clamar tu nombre, Jesús, Jesús, te pido libertad, porque tu palabra los hace libres. Envía gente, Señor, del norte, del sur, del este, del oeste, ángeles, con tu palabra para que los alimenten en el nombre de Jesús. Solo tú puedes hacer esto, y una palabra tuya bastará para sanarlos. Yo remito los pecados de todos estos niños que no conozco, jóvenes, Señor, los de su familia, Señor. Te pido perdón por ellos, pecados generacionales, Señor. Remito los pecados de sus padres, Señor, y ato el hombre fuerte, Señor. Te pido, Espíritu Santo, que hagas lo que solamente tú puedes hacer, y es hablar verdad a sus corazones. Trae la revelación del amor tuyo como padre. Trae la revelación del amor tuyo como padre para que quebrante los cerrojos de hierro y traiga libertad a sus vidas. En esta hora yo le recuerdo al enemigo que el casco de salvación en la armadura de Cristo está sobre ellos y que tú vas a cubrir y proteger sus mentes, Señor, de toda mentira del enemigo. Te pido, Espíritu Santo, que hables a sus corazones la verdad del amor tuyo, a revelación salvación en su hombre interior, en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo. Misericordia, 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 porque tus misericordias nuevas son cada mañana. Tus misericordias son nuevas cada mañana, Señor. Y esta es mi oración en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Oro en acción de gracias, creyendo en mi corazón por lo imposible, en que tú los alcanzarás para salvación. Porque tú dejas las 99 ovejas y vas detrás de la que está sola y quebrantada. Y te pido que traigas salvación sobrenaturalmente en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Аминь.
Боже Господь, мы благодарим Тебя, Боже, что Твоя любовь, она разрушает каждые цепи, которые держат наших детей, Господь, в это время, которые чувствуют, что у них нету голоса. Но, Боже, мы знаем, что Ты даешь нам голос, когда у нас нет их. И что Ты, Боже мой, говоришь через наши сердца. И что Ты помогаешь всем, которые не могут крикнуть к Тебе, Господь. Все, которые не могут сказать, что им надо сказать, попросить помощь, Господь. И все эти дети, Господь, которые сейчас в плену, Господь, пролей свою любовь, Господь, Духом Своим Святым, Господь, сильно-сильно. И обереги их сердца, и обереги их тела, Господь, от большего страдания, Господь. Мы так благодарим Тебя, Боже, что любой, который позовет на имя Твое, Господь, он получит Твою любовь, Господь, и он получит Твою помощь, Боже. И мы также просим помощь для тех всех младенцев, которых хотят убить, Господь, которых хотят убить абортом, Господь, и которых хотят убить для злых дел, Боже. И мы знаем, что Ты сохраняешь душу их, Господь. Но мы просим, чтобы люди, Твои люди, Боже, они начали молиться за это, Господь, чтобы они начали заниматься помощью, громкой молитвой и группной молитвой, Боже, против этих злых дел, Господь, против боли, против детей и, Боже, против боли, которые приносят этим детям, Боже. И мы просим, чтобы Ты исцелял их сердце так, чтобы они помогали всему будущему поколению, чтобы они помогали тем, которые вокруг них, чтобы они помогали семьям, Господь. Те, кто вырастают, Боже, и могут жить, Господь. И мы благодарим Тебя, Боже, что без Тебя не было бы праведности, Боже, но с Тобой, Господь, Ты делаешь... Что это за слово? Что Ты делаешь, что Ты находишь justice для этих детей, Господь. И что Ты находишь праведность для их, Господь. Всех младенцев, всех детей, Господь, что Ты можешь их наградить любовью Своей, Боже, для всех тех, которые без родителей, или у которых нет родителей, Господь, которые страдают, которые думают, что у них никогда не будет любви, что ты дал им почувствовать любовь даже сейчас, любовь, которую они могут иметь, которую они имеют, которую они может быть, не чувствуют сейчас от их ситуации, но, Боже, дай им знать, что ты здесь, Господь, во имя Иисуса Христа. Аминь.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to open this mic right here. 3743. If you don't, if you can't do it, I understand. 3743. Can you hear me? 3743. Okay. All right. I want to try this mic right here. I know you don't know that I'm getting ready to call on you, but I need you to pray for people that think that they're still recovering addicts and alcoholics. I want you to pray for their freedom and future. And 4467, can you hear me? 4467. Can you pray this morning for people who think that they're still addicts because AA told them that they'll always be recovering? And I want you to pray for people with addiction. Can you do that?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Do it now?
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Lord, I come before you on bended knee, asking your mercy, Lord, and your forgiveness over the lies that have been told to those of us who are seeking freedom through our addictions, Lord, that we come to you now, and we ask, Lord, that you reveal the truth to us, and you break open our freedom, that we know that you have redeemed us, that your death on the cross, that you have already paid for our complete and total recovery from all addictions. There is no addiction that your death has not freed us from. And we thank you, Lord, that this truth is going to go out all over the world, and that everyone that hears this can pass it on, take it into these 12-step programs, and to tell the truth. That this is something that has been a lie from the pit of hell. And Lord, we just stomp it out in the name of Jesus, because he died on the cross. And in his blood, we are absolutely tearing the head off the snake right now in the name of Jesus. We are free. We're free indeed. And we thank you and we praise you and we pray. And we thank you for all those listening that have addictions. You can be free. You just have to ask Jesus and believe it in your heart and go forth and live a life of freedom. It's ours. I've done it. It can be done. It can be done in every way. And we just thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your power. And we pray that for all those people in bondage. We pray, Lord, that you just send people down there to tell them and to. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your power and your victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I get you to pray for those people that think they can't come off psychotropic drugs and that they got to lay in the bed? Can I get you to pray for them too?
Yeah.
As a witness?
Yes. Yes. I've been free of alcohol for 42 years. And I was thinking that I had been told that I had to be on psychotropic drugs because of my depression and all of that, that the pharmakia people are telling that this is the way to freedom, and it's a lie. And I'd been taking these drugs, by very fine, quote, doctors that know what's best for us. Psychiatrists and you know, you name it, the top of the top, telling me you always have to have a little bit of this in your system or you won't be able to survive. And I'm telling you that one day I knew that they weren't working for me. And I just said, Jesus, I'm dying on these things. This is not the world I want to live in. I was in bed all the time, depressed. And he said, get up and walk. And that's what I heard. And I said, oh my gosh. You know, you hear it in the Bible that he told people to get up and walk. And he told me, and you know what? I got up and walked. And I got off all of the drugs. And it wasn't just an overnight thing, but the Lord gave me the power and the permission to get up and walk and get out of that pharmakia trap of all those pharmacy, the drugs. It's a trap. It's a trap that takes, it's a form of imprisonment. And I've been free of it for over 9 months now, and I've never been more grateful. And I thought I was free of alcoholism. But this addiction thing is very serious, and it doesn't want to let go of us. And we have to fight it. And the only way we can fight it is with the blood of Jesus. He has overcome all of this. I don't care how far down you've gone or what you're into or anything, it's a walk of faith to walk right out of it. And Jesus has already died that we can walk out of it. And I walked out of it. I have not had a pill of any kind. And I was Miss Pillhead. I mean, I was like, you name it, and I took it because I thought that would help me. It's a worldwide lie about all these medications. And I'm not saying some aren't good. I'm not meaning that, but I'm talking about for those of us who don't need them because we have Jesus now. Trust Jesus. He's led me through these valleys of the shadow, and it hasn't been easy, and I'm not saying it's for everyone to get rid of all of it, but all I'm saying is that if you feel that you have been trapped in something and these things are not working for you, you can trust Jesus to let you, guide you, and take you out of it. He did for me, and I have never been freer or happier in my whole life. And I will tell you, I have needed deliverance. I have needed deliverance. It isn't just putting down all those drugs. I needed help getting the demons out of me. Because there's demons in all of that medication. And it's a little bit of a process. And just know that with Jesus, we can do it. And we've been sent to people to help us and everything. But it is a freedom walk beyond your imagination. It is so beautiful. And it's a future promise. It's a future promise that we are going to know a freedom and a new happiness that is beyond our understanding. And that's my prayer for everyone listening, that you can be free. I'm free, and I'm telling you, Jesus wants us to live with his power. He is our ultimate medication in life. He teaches us how to live free. In Amen. Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Heard their cry, and I know all of your sons.
want you to have a blessed, favored, accelerated Thanksgiving for the rest of your life. It has begun where?
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh,
come on,
yeah.
Y'all. Over and over again. Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.